Deutsche Welle Radio. Living Planet.
Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Ranjita Balasubramaniam in Bonn. As the quest for clean energy continues, Germany has seen a significant increase in the generation of wind power. The country's 19,000 wind turbines currently supply about 6% of the total demand for electricity. Germany wants to double these numbers by 2030, but with the amount of land allotted for wind power almost exhausted, the only way to do that is go offshore. So why is Germany dragging its feet on this? How did a less prominent wind energy player like the Netherlands manage to beat Germany to it? To get some answers, 40 members of the wind energy agency Bremen-Bremerhaven, a cluster management agency promoting wind power in the region, met with Dutch experts to exchange ideas and visited their newly erected offshore wind park. Leah McDonnell went along for the ride.
Which way the wind blows, no one knows. But what the wind energy agency Bremen-Bremerhaven, a network of 150 wind energy companies and research institutions, does know is that the wind blows stronger at sea. Eager to extend Germany's world-leading onshore wind power position offshore, 400 members of the agency recently visited Holland's first offshore wind park, Egmond aan Zee, to see and hear about their Dutch neighbors' offshore experiences thus far. The newly installed park consists of 36 wind turbines capable of generating enough electricity to supply 100,000 households. Although Germany is the world leader in onshore, to date there's not one offshore wind park in German waters. Udo Paschedak from the German Environmental Ministry sees learning from others' experiences as a way to move the offshore process forward.
The Dutch have just erected one of the first large offshore wind parks in European waters. Naturally, we are very happy to learn from their experiences and share their gained knowledge in order to better prepare ourselves for our own upcoming offshore endeavors.
The Netherlands already has the maritime infrastructure in place necessary for supporting offshore wind power operations, which grew out of its offshore gas and oil rig industry. Specially designed vessels have been developed to take technicians to offshore wind farms and transfer them safely to the structures. Companies operating such vessels are just one part of the missing infrastructure that must be developed in Germany in order for offshore to develop there and realize its very promising potential, as it already is in Holland. Evelop is a Dutch-owned renewable energy company developing wind parks in Europe, the US, and China. Last year, the company was able to quadruple its profits and doubled its man force. Anstrom Zulin from Evelop says finding investors is no longer offshore's biggest problem.
The money is not a problem at this moment. There are lots of investors who are very interested in participating in renewable energy projects. The problem is getting the permits, getting the right technical design, because wind energy is developing very rapidly.
It took the Egmond aan Zee project 8 years to acquire the countless permits needed to begin construction. Frank Richard from GEO, a German offshore development company, says the red tape process in Germany is no better.
Maybe it's even worse because the environmental issues are very important in Germany. And the fact that the closest offshore wind farm in Germany out of the environmental protected areas will be 60 kilometers away from coast makes it different to what we see here in Netherlands or in Great Britain.
Most European wind parks are rarely farther than 20 kilometers from the coast. Egmond aan Zee Wind Park is only 15 kilometers out and in relatively shallow waters. German wind developers face a much different scenario, with environmental conservation laws forcing the developers into deep, rough waters 60 kilometers from the coast. This makes offshore endeavors in Germany not only more expensive, but also more dangerous and technically challenging than in other countries. So in order to make offshore wind in Germany financially feasible, wind parks that are more like power plants must be erected, ones that can produce massive amounts of energy by using 5-megawatt turbines, the world's largest, most efficient to date. This summer, Germany will construct an offshore test site consisting of 12 of these giant untested turbines. But with Holland, the UK and other European countries already operating offshore wind parks, is Germany in danger of losing its world lead in wind power? Frank Richard thinks not. He's confident Germany will maintain its top position because it's the only country designing the high-power turbines that are the future of offshore.
All of these turbines are manufactured in Germany. So it means the technique comes right now from Germany. So for that reason, I think we have some sort of advantage in the market. I believe in leadership in the German market.
Another advantage Germany has is a new law that forces the transmission system operators to cover the cost of connecting offshore parks to the mainland electricity grid. And since Germany's wind parks will be built far from the coast, grid connection alone can represent up to 35% of the park's initial investment. Because the new law applies only to offshore parks under construction by 2011, the new regulation is expected to speed up Germany's offshore development significantly. Whether or not Germany's ambitious plans to have massive offshore power plants soon up and operating becomes a reality or not depends on more than just erecting the parks. The technical and logistical infrastructure needed by the offshore wind power industry must also be created. Leah MacDonald, Deutsche Welle Radio, Egmont an See.